Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, brought to you by Tractor Supply, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, and national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Friday, February 1st, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and you guessed it, living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Tractor Supply.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
And you can find all the great Ware products here.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com.
That's GQFradio.com.
Treats for chickens. Health and happiness for your modern backyard pet chicken. Healthy pet chicken basics, non-toxic bug relief, treats, organic snacks, and more. All created with your backyard pet chickens in mind. At Treats for Chickens, we treat your chickens well. Find us online at treatsforchickens.com or ask for us in your local farm and feed store or favorite pet shop. That's treatsforchickens.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. This is a fun Friday broadcast, but not a regular fun Friday broadcast. We are, my life story, we are on the road, but I wanted to make sure we did have some sort of show today, being Friday, as we start this awesome weekend off. Like we always say here, if you can tune in daily here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, not only will your day go by faster, but your week will go by faster too. And next thing you know, we'll be saying it's Fun Friday. And yes, here we are. It is, again, another Fun Friday episode. Just wanted to chat with y'all, you know, kind of what's coming up for next week. And still a little potluck for next week as we're starting the year off and getting things, some very important things done. But it looks like this coming up Monday the 4th, we've got a big episode coming up again. This coming Monday, February 4th, we're going to be welcoming Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. That's coming up this Monday. And he's got a great topic. We're going to be talking about the comb, the function of the comb, really anything and everything about the chicken's comb, frostbite, how to deal with that, the importance of the comb regarding temperature regulation with the birds and how to prevent frostbite of the comb and all different things. So it's going to be a great show this coming Monday, February 4th, because we've got the Chicken Doctor coming on. Number two, we're giving away a chicken fountain watering system. How cool is that? And these things run anywhere from, I think, about $59 to $89, and the different sizes based on the size of your flock. And you can go see what that's all about at chickenfountain.com. But this Monday, we're going to have a contest to all our live listeners, and we're going to be giving away a chicken fountain watering system to one lucky listener. How cool is that? It's a great, great prize. Tons of people have been looking at these, wanting to get them. Many people have bought them. I think we sold about 40 units on our Black Friday deal with the sale that we had on the chicken fountain units. So that was awesome as well. And so we're going to be giving one of those away this coming Monday, February 4th. Also this coming Monday, we are going to start, yep, right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we're going to start yet another, this gets crazier and crazier, yet another chicken coop contest. How awesome is that? Told you in the intro, we give away more chicken prizes, more chicken coops than anybody on the planet. We are proud of that. We could probably call Guinness Book of World Records. We've given away so many chicken coops on our Facebook page, Twitter page, radio show. How cool is that? Thanks to our great sponsor, MyPetChicken.com. So yet we're giving away another chicken coop in February. That is awesome. Gotta love it. So thank you, My Pet Chicken, for that. So Monday's going to be a great show coming up. We'll be pushing it all weekend long, and we'll get that done on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, though we have scheduled guests. Wednesday, we'll have Garden Wise Living with Arlena. We still might be able to pull that off. Thursday, maybe our first episode back this year with Dr. McRae, poultry scientist, small flock specialist, and professor, Dr. McRae, PhD. She'll be here this coming Thursday, next Thursday, the 7th, and then a fun Friday on the 8th, of course, of February. The only 2 days right now, I'm just letting you know we're questionable, are going to be Tuesday, the 5th, and Wednesday, the 6th. And I may be able to break away on Wednesday, the 6th, with Garden Wise Living with Arlena. That's her scheduled day. But I don't think Tuesday's going to pan out. I will be all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, completing and filming 8 more videos for Tractor Supply and their website for Chick Days. I believe their official Chick Days events start around February the 11th, and they go, I think, maybe through the first week of April, maybe the second week of April. We've already got 5 videos on their website. We're going to get 8 more done, but we'll be shooting all day on next Tuesday and Wednesday, shooting videos, not really how-to, but more informational videos for Tractor Supply. So I'll try maybe to break away for about an hour and a half on Wednesday to do Garden Wise Living with Arlena, our garden show, but I'm not going to promise anything. But nonetheless, we can look forward over the weekend to this coming Monday show, Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, giving away a chicken fountain watering system, and that's the start of another chicken coop contest from mypetchicken.com. How cool is that? Really looking forward to that. Also here, and just let's see, 1, 2, 3 weeks away, we'll start our first Tractor Supply Chicken Whisperer Power to the Poultry Tour. And I've mentioned that just about every radio show. And we're going to be in all kinds of places. Let's see, Friday the 22nd. This is going to be by memory, folks. I'm sitting in the back of the SUV broadcasting live here. So I'll have to, this is by memory. If it's wrong, don't shoot me. We've got Friday the 22nd, Enterprise, Alabama. Saturday the 23rd, Brewton, Alabama. Sunday the 24th, Pensacola, Florida. Monday the 25th, Crestview, Florida, and Tuesday the 26th, Marianna, Florida. And the weekday events, for example, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, those are events from like 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the local Tractor Supply of those cities I mentioned. The Saturday event will be a longer event, 10 to 2, midday, because we hope to broadcast live from that event. And then Sunday's like a 2 to 4, 2 to 5, so people can get to church and go have a lunch with family and then get home and change clothes and then get on out to the Tractor Supply there in Pensacola. So really looking forward to that. Christmas Chick in the chat room was asking about videos on the Tractor Supply website and where. I'm going to go ahead and give you that link. It's just basically www.tractorsupply.com/chickdays. So www.tractorsupply.com/chickdays, and lots of information on that page regarding the Chick Days events, caring for your chicks, different things like that. And I think we've got 5 videos there. Incubation, brooding, maintenance, benefits, all about introduction. Anyway, so we've got several there. You'll see, I have a little picture of me and then a whole list of videos that you can watch. We're doing 8 more for Tractor Supply next week. That's why the Tuesday, Wednesday show will be questionable. We got the film crew coming out of Atlanta down to the homestead. I think we're going to do 1 film up here at the Tractor Supply store locally, the one closest to me in Warner Robins, Georgia. So we'll be doing that, looking over some of the products they've got for chickens in their store. So so what do you got planned for this weekend? It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend here in the South Georgia area. We're really looking forward to it. We've been on the road a little bit, and of course we're home for a couple of weeks now, but then we're going to be getting on the road again. We're looking forward to that. Lower Alabama and northwestern panhandle part of Florida. Jen has a winter break, which I want to say is the, I think she's off Friday the 15th and Monday the 18th, I think, maybe for winter break. So we were talking about maybe not going far. Price of gas, boy, it gets high, especially when you're towing the Chicken Whisperer mobile around. But our little coupon wheels, we call it. Gotta love it. But so we may, try to go some, maybe a state park close by, maybe within an hour or two drive, not too far, and definitely got to have a playground for Caleb and just maybe some time to relax. But we'll see. We don't mind traveling, and we love to meet folks, and hopefully we'll meet you on some of our Chicken Whisperer tours in 2013. We sure hope we will. So today we're just going to kind of recap what happened yesterday. As you know, there was no show yesterday. I drove up to Atlanta, met with Fox 5 News, the Fox News affiliate there in Atlanta, Fox 5. And one of our members, about 4 years ago, I started the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. Just under 2,000 members right now. has been very successful. They meet several times a month in different parts of Atlanta, talking about, you know, talking chicken over chicken. They'll meet at a restaurant, and sometimes I'll have guest speakers come in and things like that. But I reached out to them up in the Atlanta area to see who lived in this, you know, particular, basically inside the perimeter, more in-town living, who had chickens that were laying, that wouldn't mind us coming and filming, that wouldn't mind being on TV. I got many responses were sent back. And so we narrowed it down and picked one, and it ended up being a great location. It happened to be in Buckhead. If you're familiar with Atlanta or that area, it is a very, I don't know what the first thing that pops to my mind, well-to-do, very, let's see, a wealthy area of Atlanta, in the city limits of Atlanta, so in town. And so we had a really good time. We got there. The young lady had checked her two kids out of school for the great excitement that we were going to have. She made sandwiches for us and had chips and shortbread cookies and all kinds of stuff. And we all convened on her location about 11:30, quarter of 12, and Fox 5 News showed up as well, the reporter and the cameraman. And the cameraman filmed while the reporter and I and the young lady, the owner of the facility, just kind of talked and hung out and talked about everything. But this particular story that they're doing doesn't really have anything to do with allowing chickens or chicken laws or not allowing it, and a big fight that's going on in a suburb of Atlanta up in Cobb County. Didn't really have anything to do with that. Some of that was mentioned about the great benefits and how no city or county should ban chickens because they're, you know, there's no reason to, things like that. I snuck some of that in. Affluent. Yeah, let me put it that way. Not well-to-do, but affluent areas. That's a great. I couldn't just think of something I was trying to think. Prestigious, maybe. Maybe that's another word. East Dallas, Dave. Yeah, I was trying to think. Versus well-to-do towns. That sounds a little too snotty, doesn't it? Yeah, I agree. So anyway, so folks that think that, you know, chickens, and we talked about it on the radio show, people, you know, think chickens are lower property values or they're just third world country-ish. Yeah, we've had, you know, people have said that. Why would you want to make America a third world country by allowing chickens in backyards? Yeah, we've talked about that on the show before. Absolutely crazy. But so thank you for giving me some other choices to describe Buckhead. But had anything to do. Their story is going to be about the many choices a consumer has regarding choosing the eggs they're putting on their table for their family. And so you and I both know, you know, you go to the grocery store and you see all types of different labels smacked on the different eggs. You've got free range, cage free, hormone free, no antibiotics, organic, omega-3, infused, all these different things, pasteurized, all these different choices a mom can or dad can make while they're in that section of the store. Okay, look at all these eggs. What in the world? Brown eggs, white eggs. So they basically wanted to do a consumer story on the different eggs, which of course included backyard eggs and getting eggs directly from your backyard. So back on Monday, they sent this reporter and his cameraman up to the University of Georgia poultry lab, and they talked to a PhD up there at the University of Georgia in the poultry science department. And he basically, I haven't seen his part of the interview, but apparently he kind of covered some of the definitions, hopefully he did, of what you see that are approved, that are legal, that are USDA written, different types of what cage-free, free-range, things like that mean. And it really surprises people when I'm in the grocery store, especially when I was living up in Atlanta and go to the Whole Foods and the fancier stores, the organic type stores, I would see a lot of people go over and they would pick the cage free, the free range, the organic things. And you know that when those folks see free range or cage free, they have a personal in their mind, a personal picture of what they think that means, where they think those eggs actually came from. Now, whether that's what they think that means or what they hope that that means, maybe two different things. When they look and see cage-free or free-range, let's say a soccer mom walks up and, ooh, free-range, I want these. Maybe because they'll be better, maybe because they'll be more nutritious, or maybe because they she's thinking in her mind that free-range is a beautiful rolling hills, a little red barn with a little weather vane on top, and these beautiful chickens just hopping around, scratching around in beautiful green pastures and having a great time, and more regarding the welfare of the bird as well. As she reaches over into the cooler and gets those eggs marked free range. So even at places like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, the definition would mean the same. So I thought, you know what, a lot of people know this, a lot of people don't. I can't have a real long show today because I'm on the road. So I thought, you know what, I will share since it's still fresh in my mind, and we just did a story on it yesterday. By the way, the story is going to air next Friday. Apparently, every Friday they have a consumer segment in their news. So, you know, at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., noon, 5 p.m., 6 p.m. news. So it'll pretty much air all day on the different broadcasts next Friday. Yes, it will be posted on their website, which means, yes, I will post it on our Facebook and our Twitter page for everybody to look at. It's hard to tell. I've done so many of these. You know, and you're kind of put on the spot, so you're trying to think and talk and be articulate and seem, you know, very educated on the subject, but sometimes you just never know until they edit it exactly how you're going to look or what they're going to edit or what they're going to use. So you're always a little nervous until it comes out, but after 5 years of doing these type things, all of them have been very, very, very positive, so I'm not really worried about it, but we'll just see what happens. I did spend some time talking about the eggs you find in the grocery store, and of course, I spent some time bragging about all the great benefits of having chickens in your backyard and getting those eggs in your from your backyard, you know, gathering those eggs that are 30 feet away from your kitchen versus maybe 1,500 miles from your kitchen that may be several weeks old before they actually enter into your home. So we talked a little bit about that. We'll see what they use, what they don't use, and what they cut. You know, all the producers are a little different. So let's talk a little bit about the choices you have and what those definitions really mean when you go to the grocery store. First off, we'll talk about free range. When you go to the store and you see the paper carton, styrofoam carton, plastic carton, whatever you have there, and the label is marked very clear and large, free range. I would say a lot of consumers think of what we just talked about, the rolling hills, the beautiful grass, the little wildflowers, the little red barn, you know, that type of thing. And I'm going to tell you exactly right here what the legal meaning of free range is according to the USDA. That is basically chickens are allowed access to the outside. That's all that means. So the majority of these cases where the eggs are marked free range, the chickens can still be contained in a warehouse, in a barn, in a commercial chicken house that's 300 feet long, that contains 60,000 chickens, with, let's say, a dirt floor or a dirt floor with shavings on it, and there's no regulation of how many chickens they can fit in there or how many they can put in there. So they can still be crammed into this big open container, if you will. And then at the very end of that container, there can be a door. Now, there's no regulation on what size that door has to be, whether it's the size where you can drive a Chevy through or if it's the size of a doggy door that you have on the on your kitchen, 18 inches by 12 inches wide. There's no regulation on how big that door has to be. And then the chickens have access, or they're allowed access to outdoors. Now, when they go outside, what is there? There could be a concrete pad with a chain link fence around it that's 10 by 10, 12 by 12. And from my research, in most cases, the outdoor area is not near as big as the indoor area. And so the issue there is the chicken has to make that decision to actually go outside. So that is the definition of free range, that the chickens are allowed access to the outside. That is it. That is all that means. That chicken, those eggs that you're eating from that chicken that laid them may have never, ever seen outside at all because they just chose not to go out that little door at the end of that big barn or warehouse or commercial chicken house. And so that is the USDA definition of free range, that the chickens are allowed access to the outside. But again, no regulation on the size of that door, how long they're out, how long they have given access to outside, or even if the birds choose to go outside. So that would be the definition, USDA definition of free range. Now, just for your information. Now, no hormones. This is very interesting. Many of you are already going to know what I'm going to say about this, but if you're there and you're shopping around, I've said on the show before, about once a month, Jen and I will have ribs as a package of ribs that we purchase. And on the front of that, on the cover, on the face of it, it says no hormones added or raised without hormones. And the interesting thing is that if you see that on chicken or on pork, okay, hormones are not allowed at all, legally. Hormones are legally not allowed in the raising of poultry or hogs. That they can't even use it if they wanted to, okay? So they're using this as, if you want to call it an advertising gimmick, you can if you choose to. But hormones legally in the United States are not allowed to be used in raising poultry or hogs. So if you see on eggs, if you see on poultry, if you see on hogs or a hog product where they claim no hormones added, okay, they cannot use that unless it is followed by, maybe with a little asterisk, small print, magnifying glass print, but if they are going to use no hormones added on their packaging, somewhere also on that packaging, it has to stay with a statement that says, federal regulations prohibit the use of hormones. So basically, if you see a package that has, and they're bragging about no hormones used, no hormones used in the raising of this, no hormones added, any of that, they're basically bragging that they're following the law. It's like, hey, we're abiding by the law. Yay! So it's kind of interesting. So that's the deal with hormones. Hormones are legally not allowed to be used in the raising of poultry or hogs. So if you see something that's bragging about no hormones, you got to question that, thinking, what are they trying to get away with something? Because they can't use them anyway. So, again, they're kind of waving a flag going, hey, look at us. We're abiding by the law. No hormones used. Why? Because we can't use them anyway. So it's just kind of funny. So that's the deal with the no hormones. That's not including beef. Doesn't include beef, okay? But this is no hormones are able to use in poultry and hogs, okay? Now, let's talk about if it's marked no antibiotics. No antibiotics. It's kind of a trust issue here because it states that if it's marked no antibiotics, sufficient documentation has to be provided by the producer that the animals were raised without antibiotics. Now, I tried to look this up and I couldn't find it, but I've heard aspects of this before. That if it says no antibiotics used, that may not include the fact that if an animal gets sick, that they can treat that animal, if need be, with antibiotics to make it, to cure it, to make it healthy again. So that I'm not going to say for sure. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to make something up. I'm explaining to you that I could not find any information, though I've heard it before, that let's say you're raising a lot of animals that is no antibiotics used, and you're labeling that as no antibiotics used, that there is some allowable rules that if an animal shows illness or sickness individually, you can treat that animal with the antibiotics. But again, Poet's Wife in the chat room, I do not know if there's a withdrawal period after that initial treatment before it can go to market and be packaged and labeled no antibiotics used. So, but that, you know, hey, if you have a sick animal, is it humane to treat it and try to help it? Yes. If that includes antibiotics, trying to get over whatever sickness it has, yes. But you're not mass feeding these animals with the antibiotics. So take that with a grain of salt. Be very honest with you. I do not know if that is the case, but I've heard several times that being the case, that if it's no antibiotics. Now the company just has to provide, the key term here is sufficient documentation that those animals were not or were raised without the use of antibiotics. But again, you can maybe research that. Don't take my word for it regarding the can they still treat a animal or two if they're sick with antibiotics and it still go to market being that label no antibiotics used. So, but the company, to be able to use no antibiotics on a label, the company itself, the producer, has to provide sufficient documentation, whatever that is deemed, and who that is deemed by, who knows. Sufficient documentation has to be provided by the producer that the animals were raised without antibiotics. Okay, period. Now, let's get on to another one regarding a little bit more about eggs. That is cage-free. Cage-free. Ready for this? There is no, zero, nada, zippo. There is no legal definition of cage-free set by USDA or anybody. Okay, that we know of. So again, cage-free. There's no legal law or binding definition of cage-free. However, most folks that use cage-free, the term cage-free, if they're trying to abide by cage-free, no cages allowed. However, containment in large barns, warehouses, poultry houses are acceptable. So cage-free basically means no use of cages. And you know what I'm talking about, the small cages that are about 18 inches square, they house 4 to 6 layers, they can't walk around, they can't scratch, they can't spread their wings, they can't, you know, they can hardly stand there without, you know, touching each other. So cage-free, no legal definition, but basically that means no cages were used. But again, you have that 300-foot poultry house, warehouse, or barn with the dirt floor, maybe some shavings on the floor. So the birds in that environment can still do some of their natural instinctive things. They can still scratch. They can still forage. They can, if they're provided, they can still roost. Now, some don't provide any roosts. We'll talk about a certification that does require roost in a moment. But so they can still do some of the natural things, if you will, that chickens can do if they're, again, cage-free, even though they're still contained, maybe still very crowded. They can still scratch around, forage. If they're roost provided, they can roost and interact with each other. But that's about it. That's all that cage-free means, raised without cages. Regarding that. Now, also, even if they come under the definition of free range, no hormones, no antibiotics, the cage free that we just talked about, many a times they are still, and Dr. McRae doesn't like me to use the term debeaked. They're not debeaked. The whole beak is not missing. So debeaked may not be a technical appropriate term. But I think she calls it beak trimmed. So when you say debeaked, meaning the beak is completely removed. No, they just basically with a heat knife when they're born day old, they're snipping that beak off, the tip of it. And that is because, obviously, as you know, to eliminate a lot of the pecking that would go on in these environments, because there's so many in such a confined area, so there's not a lot of, or it reduces the amount of cannibalism. So regardless of what all these definitions mean, again, you could go to the store at Whole Foods, look, there's free range, and you have your idea, your mindset of what you think that means, But here, all the chickens could be crammed into this one big open warehouse, still de-beaked, and still can't roost. Maybe able to scratch around a little bit and forage a little bit, but that's about it. But they're still, in most cases, going to be have their beaks trimmed or clipped, if you will. Okay, wanted to share that with you. Brown eggs versus white eggs. All of us, I think, listening to the show probably know there is no nutritional difference or taste difference between the both. So whether you're in the store and are getting brown eggs or white eggs, because you think, ooh, I like the taste of the brown ones better, okay. If you feel that way, great. Or our brown eggs are healthier for you, okay. If you feel that way, great. But there is no nutritional or taste difference between brown eggs and white eggs. So when you go in and buy them at the grocery store, I will tell you that 60% or more of the brown eggs you buy in the grocery store are produced by the breed Isa Brown. Okay, 60% or more of the brown eggs you buy in the grocery store are produced and laid by the breed ISA Brown, Isa Brown. So just wanted to let you know regarding that. If you didn't, that tidbit of information you heard today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Now, organic. You might see eggs that are marked organic or any product that I guess or organic. Now, all of that means is you could still have no antibiotics and organic feed. Okay, so if you see that organic eggs, that means no antibiotics were used in the raising of those birds, and they were given organic, non-GMO feed to eat. Okay, when you go and look for that. Now, let me explain something to you because it is related. Because when people see this cage-free business, this free-range business, no hormones, no antibiotics, organic brown eggs, all this stuff, when they go to the store and they're looking at all the choices of the eggs they have, and they're like, oh, look, I'm going to get this free-range, and they're thinking about the beautiful barn and the rolling pastures and the tall grass and the little yellow wildflowers and the beautiful happy chickens, and they're seeing organic, and they think, oh, organic, no chemicals and no bad stuff in their feed, no GMO, there's no good, no hormones, that's good, even though they're not allowed, no antibiotics, that's super, and they're cage-free because they're free-range. Ah, I'm really doing the birds a favor by buying these eggs and paying more money for them, okay? None of what we just talked about really has anything to do with the physical well-being and the humane treatment of these birds. These are just, if you want to say, advertising gimmicks, advertising scams, advertising ploys, advertising to attract you to want to buy this and maybe even pay more. Oh yeah, so these eggs are better. They're better for me. They're more nutritious. They taste better. I'm doing a favor for these birds, and you're probably not, and yet you're paying more for all of that, a lot more in some cases. And that's another thing they were talking about yesterday on the Fox interview, was that I can get eggs for $1.89 a dozen, or I can maybe get them for $6, $8 a dozen at the farmer's market. What's the difference here? And then, of course, that's why we went through all these definitions of these. And regardless of what we've all talked about up until this point, out of everything we've talked about, none of this labeling at all, really has much to do about the true welfare of how that bird is treated. Okay, now. Many people, and I'll see occasionally post on my Facebook or when I'm talking about backyard chickens at an event or something, or just talking to somebody in the store and they see Chicken Whisperer on my hat or something, sometimes they will come up and they will say, well, the outcome for this bird is the same. The bird's going to die, whether it's in a cage or free range or pastured poultry or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's only going to lay for so long, and then it's not going to be productive anymore, or it's going to slow down to where it's not profitable for these companies, and they're just all going to get killed. So the outcome's the same, whether they're in a cage or they're free range or they're cage free, they're organic or no hormones or whatever the case may be. They're all going to die. They're all going to get electrocuted and die, and the meat's going to go somewhere in soup. You know, what difference does it make, you know, the humane treatment? Well, I answer that when that comes up or someone, you know, kind of spouts that off. It's going to die anyway. You know, you're going to kill it anyway and eat it, right? So the issue there is, just because, for example, your dog gets arthritis in its hip and can't play and chase ball or frisbee anymore, doesn't mean you can treat it like crap for the rest of its life, right? I mean, there's a quality of life issue here. Just because grandma has a stroke and now has some medical issues, just because somebody's diagnosed with cancer, doesn't mean now, oh, you know what, you're going to die anyway. You've got, what, a couple years? I can go ahead and treat you like crap. You know, I'm going to put you in this closet, and I'm just going to, force the molts. And they do that with a lot of the commercial birds. They withhold feed from them. They will withhold feed from them to try to force the birds to go into a molt. So that is a common practice in a lot of the commercial chicken producing companies. But anyway, so that's kind of my comment to them. When a lot of these birds, they get 2 years old, and after they lay, that this doesn't become as profitable for these big commercial hatcheries. So they just we're gonna. Yeah, they've already got the contract lined up. Are they going to KFC? Are they going to McDonald's? Are they going to be in Nuggets? Are they going to go to our school lunches for our kids? What's the deal? They're going to die anyway. Okay, well, I'm going to die anyway. I'm 43, and yeah, I'm going to die too. Everybody listening to the show is going to die, some sooner than others. But some may be diagnosed with a horrible disease. Some may have stroke or whatever the case may be, and they may be have some severe problems because of that and symptoms, not symptoms, but outcome. So are we just going to say, oh, well, since you're going to die anyway, then your quality of life, who cares what it's going to be? We're going to treat you like crap until you die because you're going to die anyway. Come on. So that's kind of the issue there when I hear people say that about these chickens. Now, y'all longtime listeners of the show know that, I'm not the ones that's going out and throwing paint on people that are wearing fur coats, and I'm not, running naked across town to advocate, good welfare for chickens. Y'all know that's not me. But there's some common sense here when it comes to the well-being of what we eat. Y'all know that when we first moved to Ideal, we raised some broilers. The slow-growing variety of broiler we got from Strong Birds, and slow-growing because we didn't want our birds to have the issues of the fast-growing variety, and we wanted to try to do it right, and we raised those, and we did. My farmhand and I processed the majority of those birds. We did share a little prayer before we did that. We thanked them for feeding the needy, and that's what they did. We have moved, as many of you know, and you've heard me say, to a very poor area of the state. In fact, the county we moved to is the 89th poorest county in the country. And so we raised these birds to donate to the community and to our neighbors and to people in our community that needed it, shut-ins, retired folks, fixed income, single moms with several kids. So we did that, but we stopped. I said, hey, before we start doing this, I'm going to say a prayer. You can join me or not if you want to, Philip, but and thank these birds for what they're going to do. They're going to feed people that need food. So just to give you an idea that I'm not running naked through town holding signs about treatment of animals, but all people, all kinds of, as you know, many people all listen to the show. We've got vegans that listen to the show, vegetarians that listen to the show that are big fans. The vegans, they don't even use the eggs that the chickens give them. They give them away. They're interested chickens for the composting and the fertilizer and the insect control and the pets and all of that stuff. But they aren't too concerned about the eggs they give them away because they're vegan. So we've got everybody that listens to the show. I'm just kind of giving you an idea of my history and where I stand. So you're not going to start calling me names and stuff. So none of these things we just talked about really have anything to do with the welfare of the animals. Now, many of you have heard, and we've interviewed them on the show at least, I know, 2 times before, maybe 3 times. And we've even interviewed them live on the show, and we did live video when we were at events, and they were at the same event. And we've got a organization out there, one of my favorites out there. There's about two or three that are doing this, called Certified Humane. Certified Humane. And we're going to talk about them. I got to go take a break here real quick. Quarter till, right on the dot. We'll take a little commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about Certified Humane. In fact, if you want to, you can go while we're at break and head over there to their website just to see what they're all about. I'll explain it when we come back. And it's just a logo. You can look for their logo on the particular products. And then you can go to their website and for that product, see what the requirements are to have that logo on that product based on the humane treatment of that animal or of your food. So very interesting. We'll talk about that when we come back after the break. This is Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We're talking all about eggs and all the choices of eggs that are out there for the consumer. And we still have yet to get to the wonderful nutrition and the wonderful taste and the wonderful humane treatment of backyard chickens, which we'll talk to on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this short commercial break.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Today's special guest segment is brought to you by NatureWise Natural Poultry Feeds by Nutrina.
NatureWise natural poultry feeds by Nutrina are the natural choice for nutritionally balanced feed for your flock and contain only fresh, wholesome ingredients. Learn more at NutrinaNatureWise.com. That's NutrinaNatureWise.com.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with a Chicken Whisperer, the Fun Friday episode, but not our typical Fun Friday episode where we're giving away tons and tons of prizes. We'll save that for next week, but I'm on the road, but I wanted to have a show today, and I thought it would be relevant since yesterday I was doing an interview with Fox 5 out of Atlanta about the different choices a consumer has regarding eggs. So as we did today on the show, so far I've gone through kind of all the main definitions you hear, you see, or you think about when you're choosing your food, or specifically your eggs in the store. But we also talked about before the break that really none of those give you any satisfaction or any comfort of the humane treatment of those birds or of those animals. So I wanted to share with you an option or something that's out there that you can use or utilize. Very, very simple. It's a great organization. In fact, just the day before yesterday, I talked with the CEO of the organization, or I guess they're a nonprofit. I guess what you would call. She's the head of the board of directors or the creator. Anyway, and maybe you went right to their website, certifiedhumane.com. I don't know if it's .org or .com, so I apologize. It's again, I'm in the back of the SUV on the road. So you can try both certifiedhumane.org, I would guess, if I had to guess right now and put money on it, certifiedhumane.org. If that doesn't work, try .com. And what they do is they have created guidelines to provide better humane treatment for these animals. And if a company wants to participate in their program, okay, in other words, if that company, if that producer wants to use their logo on their product, then not only do they have to abide by all of the regulations and rules and guidelines they've set up for a more humane treatment of the animal. But then, of course, there's a fee involved because they're a nonprofit organization, certified humane. So it makes it a little bit easier for us as consumers when we're going into the store, we're looking at eggs, we're looking at chicken, we're looking at beef, and you know, instead of having to do all the legwork on our own, we can just look for that particular logo, certified humane, on that egg package, on that chicken package, on that beef package. And then maybe we do research once. We go to certifiedhumane.org and we pull up eggs. If I see, there it is, yep, certifiedhumane.org. Thank you, Christmas Chick, in the chat room, .org. And we can look, eggs. If an egg carton has this logo on it, what does that mean? And you can look and see. Well, it means no cages. It has to be free range. If it's free range, even though it's contained in a building, it has to have, you know, they have to have room to root their roost. There have to be so many roosts based on per birds and all of that information. So you can look at that. If it's chicken raised for beef, then, of course, you can take a look at all of what that's required. So, you know what? I'm gonna buy this chicken to eat, and it has a certified humane label on that. What does that really mean regarding the humane treatment? So even though you may be looking at labels like free range, no hormones, no antibiotics, free range, cage free, brown eggs, organic, still a lot of that has absolutely nothing to do with the humane treatment of that animal, whether it's eggs or meat. So it really makes sense, and it makes our job a little easier to just look for that logo, certified humane, and that will let us know, hey, okay, this company had to abide by these strict rules to make sure these animals were treated a little bit more humane when I buy these. And then you can go to their website and see exactly what they mean, exactly the hoops that this producer has to jump through to be able to have that logo. So it may make it a little bit easier, and it may make you feel a little bit more at ease knowing that the animals were treated more humane than some of the other choices you may have there in the grocery store. So they are out there. These products are in Publix. They're in Kroger's. They are nationwide. You can go to their website and see where they're located and what stores are located in your area. I did this yesterday. Clicked in the zip code or the city, and it had a little showed a map and the little pins of all the stores where I could get these products and what products were there that I could buy at those particular stores that they carry. So just another option for you regarding wanting to maybe purchase food that was treated more humane. A little bit more peace of mind than just the crazy labeling that we see on the egg cartons and on the chickens. And of course, finally, we talked about, and of course, I pushed and bragged and everything else about the wonderful backyard eggs, backyard chickens, and I told them because, you know, we'll see what they use, what they cut in the interview. But of course, I wanted to take the opportunity since there are still several counties, cities in the Atlanta area that are having chicken battles right now regarding getting chickens allowed on smaller lots and whatnot. I wanted to mention all the great benefits of just having a small backyard flock, of course, from the fresh eggs, the composting abilities of the chickens, the fertilizer, the education, the insect control, all of that. So we tried to get all of that there. Now, whether they use it or not, it's a different question. And then, of course, we talked about the eggs. Now, just like when I was on CNN, just like when I was on Fox News, back when they had the egg recall and what, 500 million, or was it billion, 500 million eggs were recalled and everybody was going crazy. And I was on both CNN and Fox at that time. I posted that interview on my Facebook page. It was actually pretty good. I was kind of proud of that. It was surprising. And there's a story that goes behind that, too, that really makes it more surprising. But just to let you know, I was not even going there to talk about the egg recall. USDA had set that interview up to talk about biosecurity for birds, making sure our backyard flocks are healthy and things like that. And it literally, they sent out a limo. Me and Ruby, get in a limo. We go down to the Fox studios. National. This was national news. Fox News Business. Fox exclusive. It was great. And I'm sitting in the chair. I'm all mic'd up. I'm all ready to go and talk about biosecurity for birds. And they start talking about this egg recall. And you know, to be honest, I'm not qualified to talk about the science about an egg recall. So, okay, I'm sitting here thinking, I said, you know, I can think on my toes pretty good. I've been through this situation before. Let's just listen to the question very carefully, and then let's respond with what we know, with what we believe in our heart. And it worked out great. It was perfect. So, and of course, I know the folks back at USDA and my publicist who was there in the room, her eyes got really big, like, wait a minute, we weren't supposed to be here talking about any egg recall. But it worked out great. So that's a funny story. I still laugh, get a smile on my face when I talk about that, because he looked at the interview and, like, he's calm, cool, and collected, and he was responding to these questions with stuff he knows about, with factual information. But I was quoted in CNN, to kind of continue the story, that there's, you know, no studies out there that show that backyard chicken eggs, eggs from the urban backyard, are any, for example, safer than commercial eggs, are any more nutritious than, say, commercial eggs. Now, I'll get to the Mother Earth News study here in just a second. Many of you know that one. It's been out for a few years now. And I was contacted by the president of the Humane Society of the United States. Love them or hate them, I don't care. You can comment about them if you want to in the chat room on my Facebook page. That's your business, one way or the other. I have my own opinions about that. So, he had been on the radio show before, so he knew me, I knew him. We kind of know exactly what we stand for and what we're doing. But he contacted me, and he's like, you know, what do you mean there's no studies about, you know, the benefits or that backyard birds are better? I said, there are not any out there. I said, if there were, I would be spreading them and jumping up and down and shouting to the heavens that, hey, look at this study. My backyard birds are healthier. They have less disease. My eggs are healthier and all this stuff. But the studies aren't out there. And I can't go on national television, CNN, Fox News, and start claiming things that aren't true or not proven. My credibility would go to zero, and they'd never have me back. So he was like, oh, no, I'll send them to you. So I got this email from the president of the Humane Society of the United States that had like 10 different studies on it. And I think his name's Wayne. And I called him back and I was like, Wayne, I said, I appreciate you sending me all these studies, but I still can't do anything with them. Number one, none of them that you sent me, not a single one, no study was conducted in the United States. Not that that means studies in the UK or down under or any place like that are wrong or bad. I just, you know, none of the studies he sent me were done in the United States. Number two, none of them were based on backyard flocks. It was, you know, pasture raised or pastured poultry or free range poultry or all this other stuff, which is great. You know, it's a tool to use, but I can't go on national television and just spout all this stuff. You know, I would lose credibility. They'd never, you know, call me back or want me to back me on before. So, you know, I got the reputation there to try to uphold. So I couldn't use any of it. And so if they use the part tomorrow, because I told them the honest truth, I said, there's no studies, Diana, that claim or that state that my backyard birds are less susceptible to any of the diseases that commercial birds can get, Marek's, coccidiosis, you know, fowl pox, and things like that. And there's no studies that show that my backyard eggs are more nutritious for me than the commercial birds. But... and that's true. If you got some studies, send them to me. I'll go all over the national news with them if they're reliable and a good study. But we feel as the two parts here. We feel as backyard chicken keepers that because we know what's going into our birds, we know what's coming out of our birds. We know what our birds eat, whether it be some table scraps foraging in the backyard, maybe some commercial feed, or maybe it's organic feed that you choose to feed. But as backyard chicken keepers, two parts here, we feel that our eggs are healthier for us because by knowing what goes into our birds, we know what's coming out of our birds. Part two, and in a lot of instance cases, not all, but in a lot, we feel that the husbandry practices of the typical backyard chicken keeper are much better than the husbandry practices of the big commercial farms. And in all cases, that may not always be true. You know, this is kind of the majority issue here. Not, you can't say all, or you may be able to say most. So we talked about it. So will she just take that part and say, well, there's no studies that show backyard eggs are healthier? Okay, they're just going to. I don't think so. Every interview I've done to date has been very positive, so I don't think they're bashing backyard. She, in fact, she was very positive backyard, talking about moving to a place that allowed backyard chickens. She seemed very legitimate and very real regarding that. She's a nice lady. I've met her before. So, why are there no studies? Because it costs money to do a study. And who's got all that money to do a study just to say, well, yeah, backyard chickens are a little less susceptible to all the diseases that are out there. You know, yes, backyard eggs are more healthier and more nutritious and lower in cholesterol than, say, the commercial eggs are. We feel that that's the case. We feel that that's true as responsible backyard chicken keepers because, again, we know what goes into our birds. We know what comes out. We feel like we know what comes out. You know, better husbandry practices in most cases. So we feel that. We assume that. But there's no studies where I can wave in front of Fox News and say, here's a study that shows my backyard eggs are healthier and my backyard chickens are healthier and safer and more free from disease. So it's kind of one of those things regarding that. So let's see, what else do we have here? The infamous and famous Mother Earth News study, and I believe it's www.MotherEarthNews.com/eggs, I think. Maybe somebody in the chat room can check that, confirm it, and then put it in the chat room. I believe, again, it's www.MotherEarthNews.com/eggs. So take a look at that. And I think that's the pastured poultry study, not backyard chickens, not I live on a third of an acre in a subdivision and have 8 chickens in my backyard. It wasn't that type of study. It was a pastured poultry study where a small organic farmer may live on, say, a couple of hundred acres. They have a 50-acre pasture, and they pastured chickens, kind of like Joel Salatin does up there at Virginia. They've got chicken tractors, and they are pastured poultry, different than, say, backyard poultry kept in on a third of an acre in the backyard. But we all know about this study. MotherEarthNews.com/eggs, I believe it is. Pastured raised poultry, okay, their study that they did came out and stated versus the store-bought eggs, the commercial store-bought eggs that you find in the grocery store. There it is. Thank you, Christmas Chick. She put the link in the chat room for us. Their study revealed that the pastured poultry, had one-third less cholesterol, one-fourth less saturated fat, two-thirds more vitamin A, 2 times more omega-3 fatty acids, 3 times more vitamin E, 7 times more beta-carotene, and 4 to 6 times more vitamin D. Now, you can see these exact results if you go to that link. Ralph and Christmas Chick actually posted it, so we appreciate that. That again, not backyard chickens, so I couldn't, you know, wave this in their face and say, look, backyard chickens are better. Pastured poultry, we have a study from Mother Earth News Magazine. Again, a third less cholesterol, a fourth less saturated fat, two-thirds more vitamin A, 2 times more omega-3 fatty acids, 3 times more vitamin E, 7 times more beta-carotene, 4 to 6 times more vitamin D. Pastured poultry, okay? So, you know, take it for what it's worth. Maybe you kind of free range in your backyard a little bit, and so you're taking that as a guide. Okay, well, but, you know, that's, you know, mine may not be pastured poultry for the definition, but they free range a little bit every day, and I've got good husbandry practices. My yolks are really a deep yellow, if not an orange color, versus the pale yellow out of the store. The egg whites are really firm and stand up versus are really liquidy and runny. So it's one of those things that people are concerned with. So the issue there is, do your research, know the definitions of what you're actually buying in the store, but also know that the labels that they're throwing out there, for example, free range, no hormones, no antibiotics, cage free, brown versus white, organic, a lot of those have nothing to do with the humane treatment of the bird. So maybe one of the ways we can now again, they have their own definitions. So maybe you're like, you know what, I prefer free range over cage free. Cage free and free range really are about the same when you look at the definition, except, you know, cage free doesn't have access to outside. They're just in that open warehouse, if you will, where free range is still in an open warehouse. They just have access to the outside. And maybe you like organics. Maybe you like organic because there's no antibiotics and it's organic feed, and you like free range because they can still scratch around, they can still walk around, they can still kind of dust bath, they can still forage and scratch around, and if they choose to go outside, they can get a little sunshine, if you will. No hormones. None of them have hormones because it's illegal to use. And if you get antibiotic, organic, then there's no antibiotics anyway. So maybe that's what you choose. That's great. But the issue there is you still don't have a really grasp of the humane treatment of the animal. So the issue regarding it. So by looking at that logo we talked about from certifiedhumane.org, that may give you that extra peace of mind that that the animals, even though you're buying these labels, that you can go and see what that logo means, like we talked about earlier, that maybe what you're buying, those animals were treated a little bit more humanely than the other brands, because they do carry that label and they had to jump through some hoops to be able to have that label on their product. Okay. So again, today I just wanted to explain kind of what I explained to Fox News yesterday. Again, we were in Atlanta yesterday, drove up for the day, and had the interview with them. That it's going to air next Friday, a week from today. It will air next Friday, 1 week from today. And, of course, I will post that on our Facebook page and our Twitter page for all of you to see. Keeping my fingers crossed, we'll see what they post. They may eliminate everything about backyard eggs being great and just concentrate on the definitions that we shared. But I don't think so, because I think the poultry scientist up at UGA, he'll probably cover and they'll use his explanation of all the labeling for eggs. And hopefully they'll use me and what we filmed yesterday in this beautiful Buckhead backyard in a very affluent area of Atlanta. With the backyard chickens, they'll use that to really push, hey, if you really want to know where your eggs come from, if you really want the freshest eggs you can possibly get and possibly the most nutritious eggs you can possibly get, maybe you ought to consider having a few chickens in your own backyard. So we'll see the way they take it and how much airtime we get, but you never know until it's done. So I will post that in Facebook and on Twitter. So just wanted to share that with you today. We are on the road, so a little bit shorter show today than normal. And we thank you very much for tuning in. Now, let's all get excited because it is Friday. We're going to have an awesome, awesome show on Monday. Again, it's the weekend. It is Friday. We made it through another long week together. Hallelujah. And I do hope you have an absolutely wonderful weekend, blessed weekend with family and friends. Yes, I do. And I hope you all can return this coming Monday. Okay, it's going to be a great show. This coming Monday, not only do we have Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, coming on, our topic on Monday is going to be all about the comb. We already talked all about the feather, all about the comb, including frostbite of the comb, how to treat the frostbite, how to prevent the frostbite, the mechanics of the comb, what it does, what's the purpose as far as temperature regulation, different problems of the comb. If it's discolored, is that a circulation problem that we're dealing with? What can the comb tell you? So all about the comb on Monday. You're not going to want to miss Monday's show. Plus, on Monday, we're going to give away an awesome chicken fountain watering system from thechickenfountain.com. Chickenfountain.com. So that's going to be Monday. We'll do that live on the radio show. One listener on Monday is going to win an awesome chicken fountain watering system for their flock. Also, don't forget, on this coming Monday, we're giving away another awesome, we're starting another awesome chicken coop contest that will run the entire month of February. Holy cow, we give away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet. We ought to call Guinness Book of World Records. But we love it, thanks to MyPetChicken.com. Yes, we have another chicken coop contest that will start this coming Monday. It will run the month of February. And somebody, one of our fans, one of our listeners, is going to win a brand new chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. How cool is that? I'm not sure yet, Critter Lover in the chat room, if it's going to have to collect the passwords or not, or if it's just going to be something a little bit more creative. We'll just have to see what we come up with over the weekend. But that chicken coop contest will start this coming Monday. We'll have all the details both on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and, of course, on the radio show this coming Monday. So, again, I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed weekend. And we look forward to you returning this coming Monday with another great episode of Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. And, of course, giving away the chicken fountain and starting a brand-new chicken coop contest, our first one for 2013. So I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and we hope to see you back here at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Have a great weekend, everybody. Oh.